It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Kristen, we know that the used car market has been really hot through the pandemic and beyond. You had a chance to find out, maybe not for long, though. Tell us about an interview you did recently that we're going to share with our guests now.
Yeah, Jeff. So basically, Alexa St. John from Business Insider was saying that there's still no used cars on the lots. And the used cars that potentially are on the lots are 12 years and older. So the dollar amount that you would get for, let's say, my used car is not going to be very much. Why? Because it's 12 years old, it's broken, there's this and this and this on it. Where if, you know, a few years ago when I had a used car and I was selling it, I could sell it and get top dollar for it because I could flip it a lot faster. And here's the conversation that the both of us had. Alexa, so you are bringing us this incredible information, actually, that is kind of shocking and not so surprising that drivers are holding onto their cars for much longer, actually, like 12 and a half years longer. Explain this. What's happening?
There are a lot of different dynamics at play, but I think consumers, you know, it's no surprise that car buying has been a little all over the place for the past few years. The pandemic really created a big supply and demand crunch, which basically just means that both new and used car prices were through the roof. There was not very much inventory on lots, and people might have had to settle for something they didn't necessarily want or might have had to compromise a little bit. So for other folks, that actually meant that they were going to hold on to their vehicles, wanted to avoid those high prices, didn't necessarily see something they liked on lots. The interest rates now today, of course, play a role in this. And also cars are just lasting longer. So quite a few things combined mean that folks might not necessarily be racing to replace their vehicle. I have to admit I'm one of them. And so we have a much older vehicle fleet than we have in the past.
And how is this somebody who's looking for a used car, let's say, if people that are buying them fresh off the lot, a new car fresh off the lot, they're holding on to them longer, the inventory for used cars is down. That means within 12 years, technology has changed, fuel efficiency has changed. Are people even still interested in that used car after over a decade?
Well, I do think there will still be interest in the used vehicle market. And again, that has a lot to do with pricing still. So I think the average new car, we're looking at $48,000 today, a little bit down from the pandemic peak, but substantially higher than what we've been used to pre-pandemic. With the used market, you know, prices are up, but folks still need to turn to that market. And so this just means that if you are looking for a used vehicle, when you go to dealership lots, when you're looking around, you might be looking at a lot older options, much higher mileage options. Again, you know, antiquated technology, potentially, if it's, you know, 10 plus years old. A lot of different things that maybe a few years ago would have been totally different. Perhaps you would have seen some relatively, you know, recent off-lease vehicles, only 3-4 years old, much lower mileage, you know, just better options on the technology front. So unfortunately, it means your options might be pretty limited if you're looking at the used market seriously.
And do you have any stats for what the used car vehicle is going for these days?
These days, it's going for about $27,000, which is, again, quite high, not as high as it was in the pandemic, but much higher than previous years. And, you know, some experts are thinking that that will ease up. We are seeing some improvement on the pricing side for both new and used cars. We are starting to see new cars no longer being sold over sticker price, but now being sold a little bit below sticker price. We're seeing some incentives being introduced on certain auto brands, certain makes, models, but the pricing is still pretty up there.
And dealerships that focus on used cars, are they seeing their lots filled with used cars recently, or is it still pretty scattered and limited?
It really depends on the type of vehicle, the brand, the make. Some vehicles are a lot easier to track down than others. But again, you know, when folks need a vehicle, they need a vehicle. And if they sort of held on to it during the pandemic, maybe they weren't commuting as frequently. Maybe they just, you know, figured, hey, I want to avoid these prices, I'll hold on a little bit more. At some point, you know, cars do break down or they do need to be replaced. So there's always going to be some demand on the used side, and dealers are seeing that still.
And I can actually see this being a benefit to, say, somebody that owns maybe an auto repair shop, because if people are holding on to their cars longer, if I own, you know, Joe's auto repair shop, this must be my cash cow right now, because older cars are always going to need some kind of maintenance. So this could be a silver lining to people who are in the auto repair business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They are seeing tons of business right now. In order to keep these vehicles so long, like you said, people do have to spend money on them, keep them, you know, maintained, repaired. So yes, there's definitely tons of business on the auto repair side. Unfortunately, that might trickle down to the consumer, though, in terms of longer wait times there, potentially having challenges, you know, getting certain parts, and even potentially higher prices because of that supply and demand crunch.
And because you are local here in Detroit, are you hearing anything that this is going to ease up? I mean, what are you hearing from either dealerships or, you know, like I said, an auto repair business? What are you hearing for like the long-term forecast in this?
I do think there will be some more pricing easing. So I don't think that these very high prices we're seeing today, again, both on the new and used car side, can really sustain for very long. So as I mentioned, on the new side, we're already starting to see some drops to below sticker price, some incentives there. That's definitely a good sign. And normally you see a pretty correlating impact on the used market. I think, you know, Tesla and those price changes has been a perfect example. When the new Tesla prices go down, so do the used Tesla prices. It's sort of just a direct impact there. So perhaps as the new car market gets a lot better, we will see some improvement on the used side. But still, that supply and demand for the foreseeable future, it's really tricky for consumers.
Well, thank you so much, Alexa. I think I'm going to hold on to my car a little bit longer. Although presently, I think she...
You and me both.
Yeah, I think she fits into the 12 and a half year range right now. So I might need to be in the market sooner than later. But I think I'm going to hold out for just a little bit longer. And Alexa, if I do decide to sell my car, what should I know?
The only other thing that comes to mind is probably still a good opportunity to do that. You know, people were making all sorts of crazy money off their used cars during COVID. That's less so the case, but still sort of an opportunity if you happen to have one of those in-demand cars.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. Thank you to Alexa St. John, autos reporter at insider.com. Now headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.